Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for ResMed, a heavyweight in the medical equipment space. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into a company that's making waves in healthcare, you've come to the right place. Today, we're breaking down ResMed, known for its innovative solutions in sleep apnea and respiratory care, through a detailed SWOT analysis. We'll cover their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, while weaving in the latest financials, news, and insights to help you gauge whether this stock fits your portfolio. So let's dive right in. First, a quick snapshot of ResMed for context. Operating in the medical devices industry within the broader healthcare sector, ResMed is a global leader in developing products for sleep apnea, COPD, and other respiratory conditions. With a solid market cap and a presence in multiple regions, they're not a small player by any stretch. Their mission? Improving lives through better sleep and breathing solutions, a niche that's only growing in importance as health awareness rises. Now, let's touch on recent performance and news to set the stage. Over the past year, ResMed has shown some interesting trends in their stock performance, with short-term fluctuations but a generally steady trajectory over the longer haul, like the five-year span, where they've kept pace with or outperformed their industry peers in the medical equipment space. On the news front, there's buzz around their product innovations and strategic moves, which we'll unpack as we go. Plus, their latest earnings call for Q4 of fiscal year 2025 dropped some serious insights into their financial health and future plans, so we'll lean on that heavily for our analysis. Speaking of financials, their revenue growth and profitability metrics are looking robust, but we'll get into the nitty-gritty soon. For now, know that ResMed is navigating a mix of tailwinds and challenges, and we're here to sort through it all for a long-term investment perspective. All right, let's roll into the core of our discussion, the SWOT analysis. We're starting with what makes ResMed a standout. Strengths. First up, ResMed's financial performance is a big green flag. Their latest earnings call for Q4 fiscal year 2025 highlighted strong revenue growth and solid net income figures. This isn't just a one-off. Their gross profit margins and net profit margins are consistently healthy, showing they're not just growing, but doing so profitably. For long-term investors, this kind of stability in earnings is exactly what you want to see. Another strength is their market leadership in sleep and respiratory care. Their product portfolio, think CPAP machines and masks, is deeply entrenched in a niche with high barriers to entry. They're not just selling gadgets, they're solving real health problems, which translates to sticky customer loyalty and recurring revenue streams. Let's talk innovation. ResMed is pouring resources into R&D, and it's paying off with cutting-edge products and digital health solutions. Their earnings call mentioned strategic investments in tech, which positions them as a forward-thinking player. This isn't just about today's sales, it's about owning tomorrow's market. Geographically, they've got a diversified revenue base. Looking at their regional revenue segments, no single market dominates, which reduces risk if one area hits a rough patch. For us as investors, that's a buffer against localized economic downturns. Lastly, their operating cash flow and free cash flow are impressive. They're generating serious cash from operations, which means they've got the flexibility to reinvest, pay down debt, or reward shareholders with dividends. And speaking of which, their dividend yield isn't eye-popping, but it's steady, which adds a nice layer of return for patient investors like us. Weaknesses. Now let's flip the coin. One concern is their debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't alarming, but it's worth watching. If interest rates climb or if growth slows, servicing that debt could eat into profits. For long-term holders, this isn't a deal-breaker yet, but it's a metric to monitor. Another point is their reliance on a specific niche. While being a leader in sleep apnea solutions is great, it also means they're somewhat exposed if regulatory changes or new competitors disrupt this space. Diversification into other medical areas could help, but right now, their eggs are largely in one basket. Valuation-wise, their current price-to-earnings ratio is on the higher side compared to some industry averages. This suggests the stock might be priced for perfection, and any misstep could lead to a pullback. For those of us thinking long-term, buying at a premium means we need sustained growth to justify it. Lastly, while their quick ratio and current ratio show decent liquidity, they're not overly flush with cash relative to liabilities. If they hit a bumpy quarter or need to ramp up CapEx unexpectedly, they might feel a pinch. It's not a red alert, but something to keep an eye on. Opportunities. Moving to opportunities, the aging population and rising health awareness are massive tailwinds. Sleep disorders and respiratory issues aren't going away. If anything, demand is growing. ResMed is perfectly positioned to capitalize on this demographic shift, especially with their focus on home-based care solutions. Their push into digital health and connected devices is a game changer. The earnings call emphasized how they're integrating tech to improve patient outcomes. Think remote monitoring and data analytics. This isn't just a product upgrade. It's a whole new revenue stream if they execute well. For long-term investors, this could be the growth engine that takes them to the next level. Emerging markets are another big opportunity. Their geographic revenue data shows room to grow in regions where healthcare spending is ramping up. If ResMed can penetrate these markets with affordable solutions, they could unlock significant growth. On the valuation front, their forward PE ratio looks more reasonable than the current one, suggesting analysts expect earnings to catch up with the stock price. If they hit those estimates, we could see upside without needing a major price jump, always a plus for steady portfolio building. Lastly, strategic acquisitions or partnerships could accelerate their growth. They've got the cash flow to make moves, and snapping up smaller innovators or expanding their product line could diversify their revenue and reduce niche-specific risks. Threats. On the flip side, let's talk threats. Regulatory risk is real in healthcare. Stricter rules around medical devices or reimbursement policies could squeeze margins or slow product rollouts. Given their focus on a specific area, any policy shift could hit hard. Competition is heating up too. While ResMed is a leader, other players in the medical device space are innovating fast. If a rival rolls out a cheaper or better solution, market share could slip. Long term, they need to stay ahead on tech and pricing. Macroeconomic challenges were flagged in their earnings call as something they're navigating. Think inflation, supply chain hiccups, or currency fluctuations. Any of these could impact costs or demand, especially in international markets where they've got exposure. Another threat is potential overvaluation. If the market cools on growth stocks, or if ResMed misses earnings targets, that high PE could lead to a correction. For us as long-term investors, timing entries and exits, or just holding through volatility, becomes key. Finally, any unforeseen product issues or recalls could dent their reputation. In healthcare, trust is everything, and a single misstep could have outsized impacts on both stock price and customer confidence. All right, let's tie this all together with some broader insights before we wrap up. ResMed is sitting on a strong foundation with impressive financials and a clear leadership position in a growing market. Their revenue and free cash flow trends scream stability, and their innovation pipeline has me excited about where they're headed. That said, the debt levels and high valuation keep me cautious. There's not much room for error at current prices. Short term, we might see some volatility if macro conditions worsen or if competition bites. But over the medium to long term, their demographic tailwinds and tech investments could drive serious value. One standout from the earnings call was their confidence in future growth despite headwinds. That kind of outlook from management is reassuring, but we'll need to see execution. So, what's the final take for long-term investors? ResMed offers a compelling mix of stability and growth potential, but it's not a slam dunk at today's valuation. If you're already in, holding makes sense as long as they keep delivering on earnings and innovation. If you're looking to buy, consider waiting for a dip to get a better entry point. Patience can pay off with a stock like this. Their strengths and opportunities outweigh the threats for now, but staying informed on regulatory shifts and competitor moves will be crucial. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT breakdown on ResMed. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected with MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts or questions in the comments. I'd love to hear what you think about ResMed's long-term potential. Until next time, keep building that wealth, and I'll catch you in the next video.